This is the Trade Radio Podcast, brought to you by NAB, proudly fortifying Australia since 2002.
No, there's no interest in Patrick Dangerfield. He's not on the table. He's not going to be. And I don't know why all the kerfuffle continues to unfold. It's a ridiculous suggestion. Patrick's a required player. We're really comfortable where he is, and there's no issue.
It's been talked about, though, because Marcus Trudeau didn't reject the suggestion a couple of weeks ago. So yeah. That's why it's been talked about.
That's not an issue as far as we're concerned. Patrick's contracted. We know where he is. We're really comfortable where he is, and it's just not going to happen.
Are you confident in keeping him beyond next season?
Yeah, we
I guess
are.
That's why there's the talk.
Absolutely. You back your system in every time. And I've been on Trade Radio saying that those stars are really hard to develop. They're hard to find. And you just don't let them go. So we're certainly going to back ourselves in with the system.
What about Jared Lyons? Any discussion to back into that?
Yeah, look, I spoke... Well, there is. Yeah, there's some interest in Jared, but I spoke to his management on Friday. So we're keen to put a contract to them in this week at some stage. Yep.
Just on your coaching situation?
They have a pretty clear shopping list here. Ruckman, key defender, outside run. Have you made any progress on those?
Look, I think on days like today, Rich, you probably make just little progress. It's a bit of finding the lay of the land. Things unfold slowly today. I think all clubs have done some due diligence up to now, and I think what unfolds is you start to get the more in-tune meetings and in-depth meetings that go on from here. But certainly, you know, we're on record as ruck key defence, so... hopefully we'll get some... We've got some small irons in the fire, but we'll just wait and see how that unfolds.
Any update on the search for a new coach?
No, look, we're just in the middle of the process. You know, we'd like to think that it's sooner rather than later, end of the week, maybe the weekend. You know, it's a pretty lengthy process you've got to go through to find the right candidate. So from that side of things, we'll think we'll be in a position by the end of the week.
Is the presentation's over?
Well, we're just in the process. So, look, I can't comment on the detail around that. I think that's unfair on candidates. And from our side of things, we're really happy where the process is.
Last couple, guys. It's fair to say it's down to those two, though, that have been reported, Phil Walsh and Brendan.
Look, I'm not going to comment on who those candidates are. You know, we'd like to keep things fairly tight, and we'll announce the coach at the right appropriate time.
And you spoke about your search for a ruckman. Is that John Giles and Luke Loudon? Do those two come up in discussions today?
Oh, look, there's a range of guys. I mean, look, we won't comment on individuals within that. I don't think that's fair. It's not appropriate. We do have a need for it, and I think it just depends on what style that you're actually going to need to look for. I think once we land the coach, he'll need to have some input into that, whether or not they want to play two rucks, or whether they want to play a more athletic ruck as that extra forward/ruck. So that'll just unfold as we get through trade period.
Thanks, guys.
Hamish made the point about Phil Davis that you would ask for him, which would be an extraordinary return to Adelaide. Did you get anywhere with...
Extraordinary.
Well, because people leave and come back is extraordinary.
Yeah, but people leave and come back. You know, Tarrant left Collingwood and came back as well. I think if you have a need there that you need to research and investigate, I think you've got to do your due diligence to make sure that you're getting the best possible candidates. I mean, I don't have an issue with Phil Davis. He's a good player. We know the reasons that he left under those sort of circumstances, and certainly if we have a need and there was an opportunity for Phil to come back, we'd never shut the door.
What was the answer from GWS when you asked?
I never said that I asked. He's in contract. He's in contract, so, you know, there's a lot of players that are in contract that... You might have a coffee and you have some discussion around, but at this stage, look, he's in contract. I don't see him moving. But if he became available, yeah, we'd certainly be interested to talk to GWS.
Thanks,